And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I am unusually excited about the music on this week's show, Tony. Unusually excited.
Okay.
It's just like, it all fell into place this afternoon. I didn't really have a plan for the week. And I went, oh, I'll tell you what, I'll do that. What'll go well after that? Oh, I'll tell you, that'll be good. Oh, do you know, let's have that as from the vaults. Oh, I've just heard about them. Right, we want to do something about them. Oh, that's where I was last week. I'll have something to do with that and one that you're doing. Fucking brilliant.
Good.
Yes, I know. You ran out of words very quickly then, Tony. It's a long show, you know.
Oh, dear, no. Warming up.
This is the first track. This is The Things. This is what you need to be doing, Tony. This is Moving On. Things and Moving On from their absolutely fabulous album, which I think is called what's it called? Is it Some Kind of Kick? It's not written on it, is it? Bloody Things. It's absolutely fantastic, this album, Tony. It's one of the best garage rock albums I've ever heard, I think, and I strongly recommend that you go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/thethings.
I think it is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B the Internet Neil. They'll be in our top friends. And they're from Dublin, and I'm going to have to go to Ireland to go and see them. Or find out when they're playing it. The Things, if you're listening, will you send me a gig list or something? Because I do want to find out. I want to go and see you. You're that good that I will give up my own time to listen to you.
Wow. Praise indeed.
Oh, it is praise indeed, my friend. I mean, bear in mind, I've seen some shit in my life, but they're not one of it. I want to go and see them. Brilliant. They're the first band I've thought I would fly to go and see. Since Sweatmaster.
Wow. Wow.
And that's saying
something.
That
is praise indeed.
It is praise indeed. Right then, mate. I've got a couple of MySpace comments for you.
Okay.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please do leave us a comment. We're not getting many. The first one is massively long, but I'm going to read it out anyway. And it should really be for Tony's International Gig Guide. But it's not, because they didn't send it to you. They just put it on our page. But you'll find out why I'm reading this out in a minute. Hey, if you get a chance, come along to this. As you may already know, LGIT always put on a great night, so it's well worth the effort. Check out the flyer on our page. Last Gang in Town presents a fundraiser for the Romsey Town Rollerbillies with Shakeout. They've been rock and rolling over Europe since the early 1990s. The seminal Norwich psychobilly band have played with all of the psycho greats, such as Meteors, Gone About, Longville, Texas, The Grit, who aren't really one of the psychobilly greats, they're new, and the Coffin Nails. I've added that bit. Their powerful driving sound is loaded with a great slapping bass, catchy melodies and great songwriting. MySpace.com/ShakeOutPsycho. Hollywood Suicide. Nice. Energetic London punkabilly band, don't think so, who have shared the stage with King Kurt Klingon's The Grit. We keep going about The Grit. They're a new band. They're quite good and everything, but they're on you. And Demented I'll Go across the UK and Europe. MySpace.com/Hollywood Suicide Band. Junkyard. Trashabilly from the Midlands. I think they deserved a bit more. After what the others got there. MySpace.com/Junkyard Rocking. Last Gang Town DJs, Rockabilly, Psychabilly, MySpace.com, The Last Gang in Town UK. God, this is a lot of it. Saturday, 28th March, Man on the Moon, Norfolk Street, Cambridge. Doors, 7:30 p.m. £6 on the door. That is a snip at £6. That's me adding that. If you want to reserve tickets, you can email lastgangintownuk@yahoo.co.uk. How about that?
Sounds great.
Sounds right, doesn't it? I can't go. Because I'm going to be doing Glasgow Jonglers. I'm talking about that in a week or so. But yeah, they're flying me up to Scotland. So I'll be taking my purple burglar alarm device. I want fucking loads of them, because Glasgow's the best place on earth for them. And we haven't had any purple burglar alarms in a long time, and I want some. Here's the next comment. I am humbled by your making the last episode the Keener special. Keep up the good work, Keener. Don't worry about it. As soon as Punky gets involved, you do tend to feel humble. And this one's come from the emos. I can't believe how much we failed with our word of the week. What a tackle body. Fair enough, except that we have got a word of the week this week, Tony.
Okay.
And I wish I'd got it out for you.
Okay.
And the word of the week. But I haven't, so it might have to wait until the next bit, or until you've done Podcast Alley, which I presume you have.
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. We are mid-March now, but there's still plenty of time to put in your votes, so please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. I read them out. All of them. Still working through a bit of a backlog, so I'm doing 6 this week to try and catch up, but still, I don't stop voting because I still like them. I'd rather have more than none.
He does like them.
I do. Punky makes me feel warmer and wetter than Yellow Friendship. And that's some insane star.
Aww. Yellow Friendship. Insane star. If you'd like some of my Yellow Friendship, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. I want your Yellow Friendship.
Aww.
Is that out of order? Of course it is. She's half my age. Yeah. Paul, you dirty fucking Joseph Fritzl wanker. Right. Sorry, I've chastised myself. You're laughing too much at that, aren't you?
Well, I saw a picture of his quiff. He's got the same kind of, well, you know, in his mad picture he's got. He's got like a really mad out here, and the middle part looks rather like a quiff.
Me? Is that what you're saying? The middle part looks rather like me? Are you saying I resemble Joseph Fritzl?
A little bit. Mate, not just in the hair department, and only on the top part of the head. But it's
enough
to make
me
laugh.
You look like the horrible kid who doesn't speak or say anything and cuts women up in Sin City.
That's true.
Although he's imaginary, so I can't help thinking I'm worse. You're based on a comic book character. I'm based on an Austrian wank pot, really.
Yeah. Button Moon, Dr. Spoon. Goopa Goopa. Here's my vote for this month, you vote-hungry ballsacks. I'm Dr. Spoon. Thank you.
We've been to Button Moon. We follow Dr. Spoon, Dr. Spoon, Dr. Spoon, Dr. Spoon.
I wonder if that show travelled over to the States.
Well, it did. They changed it to, judging by that song, Two and a Half Men. That's right, Two and a Half Men, the successful American sitcom starring Charlie Sheen and that bloke who was the duck in Pretty in Pink, was based on English kids show Button Moon. I can exclusively reveal.
Now you mention it. Awesome show. Cheers for playing us, guys. I'll be listening from now on. Cotty from the Emos.
Thank you, Cotty from the Emos. You clearly are listening because you keep sending little messages and that. I love the Emos. I wouldn't fly to go and see him, though.
No,
I don't need to.
No.
They're in Bolton.
Oh, right. I am a hard-nosed businessman. As proof fact, I can shatter reinforced glass with my hooter. And that's from Paulie B.
Oh, sorry, that's from me, yeah. Maybe you ought to read that one out again, because I'd completely what's happened to my memory, mate? I'd completely forgot I'd written that. Read that again, sorry.
I'm a hard-nosed businessman. As proof by the fact, I can shatter reinforced glass with my hooter. By you.
Well done, me. That's a very accurate comment.
Smoke my Cuban. Here's your march of oats, you pair of fellatio feasting fairies. I think that's probably Fat Boy.
I think it's likely.
And finally,
thank you, Fat Boy.
Tomorrow, I'm having my nursing exam on the subject of diseases. Today, I am voting Punky, and then on Friday, I'm leaving for the United States. Eirik from Norway.
Sorry, mate, you lost me at nursing.
Thank you, Eirik from Norway, and probably soon we now.
Eirik.
Certainly
Eirik, Tony. Come on now.
Eirik.
Spell it exactly how it's spelled, you phonetic lunatic.
Okay, Eirik from Norway. He's probably now in the States then, seeing this was at least a few weeks ago.
He might be back by now.
And clearly a nurse of diseases.
Well, they're the ones I need.
There you go. That's it for Podcast Addy.
Excellent. Thanks. Hey, I'll tell you what, Tony. Do you know what I haven't done?
What's that?
I haven't told you what you've been listening to. You've been listening to Midnight Configuration, by the way, which is a bit of a goth theme we've got going on this week. There's a clue. Oh, they're not goth. They're Gothic Evolved. Sorry. Do check them out. They're in our top friends, and they're all things electronically goth and mental, I reckon. Is that a fair description?
Goth, mental. Yes. Yes, it is.
They're a new form of goth. They're called electronic goth and mental. That's fine, isn't it? Right. Next track, mate. Oh, I'm happy about this as well. I'm happy with all of them this week, and I've even got a handy pile here. Sport Dune, my friend. You know, they send us a CD, and I'm not going to play just one track. If you've got us, by the way, the PO box has been quiet. If you're a band and you're listening and you've got a CD out, do send it. And Zombina and the Skeletone, send us your new one. We're still waiting for it. They're also in a kind of gothy, kind of horror pop sort of way thing. Oh, God, the themes. This is from Sport Dune's new album called More Love Songs, which hasn't got any love songs on it. It's a lie. Fucking liars. Bloody Belgians. It's absolutely brilliant. And this week, I thought we'd play a track, Tony, about a famous person. What I want to know is, what is Sport Dune's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SportDune.
And how are you spelling Sport Dune?
SportDoen.
You are correct. Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 0. This is Kevin Spacey.
Dance, even though I'm not on to rock. Bail me out. basic, tell me how should I know? Only man I can man out somewhere that I wanna go.
Spacey, and this is the Chop Tops.
Okay.
This has come from Murphy the Yeti, who we've been hearing from quite a bit recently. Gooper Gooper, my submission for Word of the Week is Hindon Turd. This is very similar to a torpedo that swims instead of sinking into the porcelain abyss. That is a beautiful definition. And the Hindon Turd, that is brilliant, because you know, like the Hindenburg is a great big fuck off airship, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Poo-shaped airship.
Is that the one that burnt? Or was that a different one?
Did the Hindenburg burn? What was the Graf Zeppelin? Which one? The Hindenburg was the one that burnt, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's even better then. Because it's a huge burning turd that swims into the porcelain abyss. Far worse than the torpedo. So, yeah, this week's Word of the Week, Hindon Turd. If you do one, email bullybee@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. I've just done a Hindon turd.
But not a picture.
Yes, I'd like a picture, please.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want a picture. Although, to speak correctly in English, you would say an Hindon turd. Yes. That's how the Queen would say it. One has done a Hindon turd. That's my perfect Queen impression.
It's good.
Yes, if you have a word of the week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email word of the week. Thank you very much, Murphy the Yeti. We love getting them. We love it. And basically, the emos are going to try and give us a word of the week every week. And I'm going to keep denying them until such time as they get it totally right. I did like Tackle Buddy, but we'd already got Hindon Turd. Might save up Tackle Buddy for something. I'll have to find out exactly what it means. The emos, if you're listening, do email me. Not MySpace me. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email word of the week with a definition for Tackle Butty. Might get on the future, but this week, Hindon Turd it is. Also, got a comedy suburbs tone.
Okay.
Yeah, now I do like this. If you've got a joke you'd like us to read out that you've heard or you think it's funny, do send us it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs. Here we go. This is from, can't remember who. Might be Ben. I think it's Ben. What do you call a man with a rabbit up his arse?
Don't know.
Warren. There you go. That's it. That's the word. That's the...
Nice.
That's the comedy summers for this week. I'd like a shaggy dog story at some point. I'd like a shaggy dog story at some point, Tony.
Okay.
So let's hope that someone sends us a joke a little bit longer than that. But do keep them coming. I'd like to get them. Now then, Tony.
Yeah.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your twat nominations so far. It's been quite a good year for twat. But not
it's
the best.
It's been a good year for the twat.
But I still need more because I'm ever hungry. So do email me if you know a twat and want to nominate them. Tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination. It can be short or as long as you like. Just keep it coming. Thank you all. This week it's from Russ. Who's deviated from his normal act of just doing his gig guide submissions, and now he's infiltrating his a twat. How nice.
Dirty little gothic infiltrator.
And he goes on to say, if you're still after twat, I'd like to nominate the boss of my last job, who basically lied through the teeth during my interview to get me to join her new team. That took her then over 2 months to actually sort out the starting date. By which time I'd then closed my job seeker's claim, only to be told after a week of working that I wouldn't be eligible for pay until 6 weeks later. So, after 3 days of spending my precious time in and out of filing cabinets, Anderson Reset catching an unperforming audio typing when the job was actually meant to be integrating new PC systems into the NHS, I'd like to nominate Charmaine Martin as Twat of the Week.
Oh, well done.
Who basically doesn't
named
have
and a, shamed.
Who basically doesn't have a clue as to what her own department actually does all day. The most annoying thing is that it cost me the DJ slot at the opening night gig at Paul's New Bedford Comedy Night. I'm back now on the dole, but at least I get to
he didn't miss anything.
That's a Russ. He was DJ Nephilim Babe, isn't he? Do you give him his full
DJ
title?
Nephilim Babe, a.k.a. Russell.
So that's fair
enough. Bit like the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, a.k.a. Trevor. Really?
Trevor the Egghead, we think.
The what? Trevor the what?
Oh, no, it wasn't him, was it? It was the other goth guy. It was on Eggheads on BBC Two. The goth team.
No, it was the other one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Scott. It was Mark. He was Goth Stag, wasn't he? Wasn't it Goth Stag that was on?
Possibly. It was Scott the Goth, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Scott the Goth. Yeah. God, you're confusing me. Sorry, it was Scott the Goth.
Yeah.
Yes. And I didn't see that. I'd love to. I'd like to see a... I wonder if that's on YouTube. I wonder if Scott the Goth made it onto YouTube.
I bet he has.
Yeah. Let's have to find out. I haven't heard from him in a while.
But yeah, so we're having that one.
We certainly are.
So, well, I assume she's from Bedford. So, Charmaine Martin.
No. She's most likely from Luton, don't you think, Tane?
I don't know.
That's where Russ is from.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go then. So, Charmaine Martin from Luton
is a twat.
Thank you very much. Keep them coming.
And Russ from Luton is a legend. You'll be finding out more. Obviously, he'll be involved in the show more as we go on. Right then, Tone. Track 3.
Okay.
From the Vaults, Planet Smashers, Too Much Attitude.
Nice.
A new shape's on. We got two moving fans. Scroll down the main. All the passers-by. No time of day. No, I don't get none. I turn away frustrated, disarray. Who am I to blame? Leave me crying shame. Never to complain for you. I will entertain. I can't explain these attempts to drain, but I can't give in. All efforts will be spent in vain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She got too much attitude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alright. Too much attitude. She's so fine. She's not mine. What will I do? What will I say? I wanna understand. Try to be a man. I'm laughing at my troubles as they come my way. Who will fight to blame? Let me cry and shame. I'm never too good play for you. I will entertain. Well, I can't explain these attempts and drain, but I can't give in. All efforts will be spent in vain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She got too much attitude.
Planet Smashers, and yeah, Too Much Attitude from the album Life of the Party, which I think is one of their best ones. They've got loads out, but Life of the Party is absolutely brilliant. They are from Quebec, Montreal, and you can't say Quebec, Montreal, Paul. Do you mean Montreal, Quebec? Probably. you lunatic. And Matt Smasher, lead singer, top bloke, isn't he?
Top bloke.
Top bloke, Matty Smasher. Haven't seen him in a while. Hopefully they'll be back over in the UK soon. Do check them out. Best way to do that, check their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/planetsmashers.
I think it is, yeah. It's Tony Three, probably been his at nil. They're in our top friends this week. Don't worry. I think we should have all the bands in our top friends this week. In fact, I will double check that. The last one there might be a question mark about, but we should be able to get them all in. Well done, Tony Three, probably being internet nil. I've got no chance here. I'll just give you a little quick thing. Do check out our T-shirt page, CafePress.com/Punky Radio. Sorry, CafePress.com/Punky Radio. Sold a few T-shirts now, but we haven't sold a clock.
No.
I do want to sell a clock, so get on there. Don't be a cock. Buy a clock. If you know anyone whose birthday it is soon, who isn't good at telling the time, there's an ideal opportunity to go and buy them a Punky Radio clock. They're absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, do that. Now then, Tone, I've been wanting to find out about this GoDaddy thing. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, I got a few things.
Right.
And yeah, so as far as I can figure it, GoDaddy is some kind of funky internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
And you can start by registering your own domain name. Or, if you've already got one, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
That's handy.
Yeah, and after you've registered it, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes
You'll be telling me next, that's with their very own dedicated website builders.
That's the one. They make it really easy. For example, maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can...
No, I don't. I want something really complicated.
Okay, well, maybe you want your own online shopping store.
That's getting closer, yeah.
Okay, well, GoDaddy can help there too.
Brilliant.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a SSL. And it'll protect your customers' details.
Just one thing, Tony. Do you have to secure it with one of those, or can you secure it with a padlock?
You can use either, really. Whichever you know you feel best with. Yeah. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally...
I don't do that.
No, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
Oh, Tony, the best news of all would be, and the best news of all is, Paul, you've won the lottery. Sorry, PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
No, Tony, the best thing would be if you said to me, you've won the lottery. Sorry, PUNKY2.
Which will give you 10% of orders of £35 or more. Why is that particularly good?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not something to do with that exchange rate, baby, is it?
Could be. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I will do.
Okay, good.
How do they stand on porn?
I'll check the terms and conditions for that one.
You can check conditions. During that advertising onslaught, you were listening to the beautiful sounds of Chromosoma 3. Time for the next song now, Tone. And I'm going to tell you all about it after we've played it, but sit back and enjoy the Guana Bats.
Baby, and my blood goes like a snack. Cause then when I turn around, well, those eyes are back.
But as our two eyes are staring, we'll leave when we get right. As our two eyes are staring, staring straight.
That's the Guana Bats and Nightmare Fantasy, Tony. What a brilliant song. That's from their first album, Held Down At Last. And the reason I played it is, right, oh, by the way, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Guana Bats?
I think it is, yeah. It's Tony Four, probably with the Internet Neil. It's a whitewash this week, I'm telling you, mate. It's a whitewash. They're playing Satanic Stomp in April. And, which is over the Easter weekend. And the night before they're doing that, they're playing, I've got to think about this, in Stockport, which is quite odd. They're doing a big festival in Germany the night before they're doing Stockport. And I spoke to Kev at the Mill last week, and they might try and get them for that weekend as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, they just had the meteors as well.
That's why.
And I missed them.
The town mill are hoping to do a regular Psychobilly night.
Right, okay.
And just when I leave, just when I can't go. They get all my favourite bands on. Bastards. Never mind about that. This is Dr. Slaggerbury. Guana Bats, absolutely fantastic. I was hoping that they might have been doing the Psychobilly meeting this year again, but they're not. But it's all right. Lots of other great bands are. I'll be there. My Austrian babies aren't going, Tony.
No.
They're not going to see the Austrian babies this year, but they are threatening to come to England this summer.
Oh, dear.
Good. Oh, dear. That'll be lovely. Catch up with the Austrian babies. One of them is Sabby. She's just passed an English exam to become a student in English at a university in Austria, and she's got to study Macbeth.
Oh wow! And
she sent me a message going, "I can't understand it. I don't know what's going on. It's all in old English. I don't even know what a yard is." He's like, "Never mind about the language." She's grappling with imperial measurement. So anyway, I explained to her that an inch was 2.5 centimetres and an inch was a lot bigger than she might think. and that 12 inches made a foot and 3 feet made a yard. And that meant that a metre was 3 feet, 4 inches. Is that right? I think that's right, isn't it?
Sounds about right,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. And 3 feet, 4 inches is about the size of my hand. So do check out Guana Bats. They're being our MySpace top friends. They always are, actually, because they're one of the beds we often play.
Mm.
And I'm hoping to catch up with them soon.
Good.
Yeah. Now then, Toad, did you have a gig last week?
I did. Friday night in Retford at the Newcastle Arms. Went really well. Alcor played and my other band, Rat Hand Pink, and we kind of joined the setup, so it was one long set. And it was a really good night. And it was on Red Nose Day, but it wasn't a Red Nose Day gig. There was no Red Noses there. You'd have liked it. It was alright.
Right, and what was the turnout like?
It was really good. It's quite a small place. It's like a pub split in two, so it's got a front part and then the back part. And it's quite a small room, small stage, but still quite a nice stage. And the bar's quite close, so it needs maybe 30 people in it. It looks really packed, a nice atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
So it was really good. So probably not a great number of people, but it looked packed.
Was it made up of locals, or did you drag a lot down?
Locals.
Oh, brilliant.
There was a main band playing called Digging for Elvis.
Right.
And they'd brought a lot of people down. It were local to the area. And then it was.
And what were they like?
They were really quite poppy.
Okay.
But good. Nice guys as well. I borrowed their amp because I blew my amp up.
Oops.
I've killed 3 amps in the past year. 2 of them mine, wow. 1 of them Corey's. I don't know why. Just keep blowing amps up. So I'm looking for a new amp at the minute. So I'm borrowing amps.
And who went down better? Alcohol or Right and Pink?
It's a tough one. But people like both of them. I think Right and Pink probably went down better with some of the people because Carl is a great singer. But Alcohol was very, very upbeat. We did 23 songs in an hour.
23. All right, and so how many covers did you do?
About 4 or 5.
Which ones did you do?
The Bad Guys, my favourite cover we do from Bugsy Malone. Eleanor Rigby we started doing.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, Steve sings that one.
That's a toughie.
We do Hella Good by No Doubt. That's right. With Right and Pink. Phantom of the Opera. Again with Right and Pink. I can't remember. And probably another one, but I can't remember.
Did you do Love Machine?
Yes, we did Love Machine.
Hey.
There you go, 5. That's pretty right then.
There you go.
It was good. It was a really good night.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well, my gigs last week. My gig in Hitchin on Friday night. I had Matt Kirsten and Brian Damage and Crystal on at all 3 of the shows I did over the weekend. The Hitchin show, we were down on numbers. We had 140 in when we normally get approaching 200 because it was the beer festival in Hitchin.
Ah.
And a lot of our crowd went up there instead. And there was a big dinner dance thing on at the hockey club the next night. So again, a lot of our regulars weren't there, but we had the same number of new people we'd always get. It's just the regulars weren't there. But great show, really, really good fun. After it, I didn't go to Bombora.
No,
I didn't go to Remix.
Really?
No, I went to a new place at the same night called Mother Brown's. Tony, I've reached a new low.
Okay.
It's an over 25s fun pub.
Oh dear.
It was packed full of men with thick necks and bald heads and women with orange faces and 80s music, but not the 80s music we like. Billy Ocean.
Ooh.
Chaka Khan, sort of that sort of, do you know what I mean? If you went to an 80s night in Mansfield Town Centre, that sort of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. I didn't stay very long.
Why don't you go to Remix? You just Different.
No, I didn't go to Remix because they got Naboo from the Mighty Boosh was the DJ, and so there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of teenagers there, and it was expensive to get in and all that, and they didn't have the thing that we would normally have on.
Okay.
So I do need to speak to them about that, because it's supposed to be Roch DJing up there after our show, and again next month they've got something else on when it should be our thing, or I need to have a chat with them basically. So anyway, that was Friday. Saturday in the day I did part 2 of my naughty boy driving course, but I'm saving the story of that for when it's all finished.
Okay. Right.
There he is. What happened this time? Just in its shitness and just funny, right? But I did learn some interesting facts. So okay. It wasn't a completely wasted day. Then Saturday night I did my gig in Letchworth, which pretty much sold out in advance. Absolutely brilliant show, and we got it finished quite early, which meant I could get over to the Coven, as featured on the International Gig Guide, at the Hat Factory in Luton, to see my mate Russ, DJ Nephilim Babe, and his missus Loopy Lou. Got there, bumped into people I've known for 15 years, one of which is a girl who used to work on the door at a comedy club in London. There were just various people coming. I know you, don't I? I'm going, yeah, I recognise your face again. Wait. Are you a comedian? I'm like, yeah. Are you? Oh, bloody hell. Like that. And it was a fantastic night. It's moved room. They didn't have a band on this time. They've moved into this. It's just the perfect venue for it. I can only describe it. It's like a railway tunnel. Oh, it's like this underground bar. It's like a brick bar. But do you know what I mean? It's like an arch. It's like a tunnel. It's like a brick tunnel with the DJ stage area at one end, the bar at the other end, and just a room off it. And just loads of goths having a right old laugh. But I walked in thinking, oh God, this is going to be a real hardcore goth night. And I walked into the Human League. Don't you want me, baby? It was fantastic. I was having such a laugh. Because Russ knows what he's doing, basically. And they were like, they mix it up. So you get loads of goth classics. But then you also get a load of early 80s good stuff as well. Sort of new wave and a bit of punk and that. Brilliant, brilliant night. And a fabulous time. Was a little the worse for wear by the end. Had been invited back to Russ's afterwards, where I had some cheese. Those of you in the know will know what I'm talking about there. And stayed up till about 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. The next morning, Sunday, late morning, woke up with a bloke called Small Paul. Thank you, Tony.
Small Paul.
I didn't wake up with a bloke called Small Paul. He was in the same room. They'd put him on the smaller sofa. What with him being Small Paul? He's a right fucking lad, actually. Really, really good bloke. And Russ came down, made a cup of tea in his crazy gothic house. This is the most gothic house ever. With it's all black and skulls and excellence. And they've got black cats and everything you'd expect from a goth house. It's just totally goth. 150% goth with extra gothness. Right. It's like, this isn't just any old goth house. If Marks and Spencer's made a goth house, this would be it, right? Fucking brilliant place. Anyway, we started talking just about various things. And it says, and he told me about this one girl. He said, oh, what about that? What about that fat girl? And he said, what about Julie, the fat girls? Right, or something like that. And I went, what, the fat girls? I said, is she so fat, she's plural? And he went, no, sorry. I meant Julie and someone, the fat girls. But the way he said it, it was just like, she's so big. She's not just one girl. She's two. She's the fat girls. Right? And then Russ died. We were talking about these two blokes that had fallen out. And I said, Russ, what did they fall out about? And Russ went, oh, it was a disagreement. It was a huge argument. It was about drugs. And Small Paul said, no, it wasn't. It was about biscuits. Right? Which shot Russ's story down in flames, because suddenly he said, no, he wasn't. He nicked all of his biscuits. All right. But Russ found a way out very skillfully. He went, yeah. But it is about drugs, because they both got the munchies so much, they both wanted the biscuits.
Right.
Anyway, that was that. Got a fantastic cab back in the lovely sunshine and prepared for my gig in Bedford on the Sunday night, which I will tell you after song 5, which is Tony's Choice. Tell us all about it, Tony.
Yeah, this band got in touch a couple of weeks ago. A band called What Is Life For? So, and they were kind of an emo band. I've got some information about
really?
Them. Yeah.
They're called What Is Life For? And you're telling me they're a kind of emo band. What's their album called? Kitten Blood. Kitten Blood.
Do you want to talk about these after we play them or before?
And alright, we'll talk about them after.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This song is called Evasive Style.
Oh, promise.
So that is What Is Life For. They're a four-piece band from Gosport in the south coast of England.
Did you say Gosport?
Gosport.
Gosport.
They say they take diverse influences from bands such as Incubus, System of a Down, Green Day, Foo Fighters, and many more. And they just finished their debut EP called Ask Yourself. And it's got five tracks on it: When We Were Young, Evasive Style, Talk Myself, One Step Forward, Two Steps Back, and Runaway, which we recorded in Hampshire.
One Step Forward, Two Steps Back. Yeah, is it that one? Is it the
Jeff Paul or Abdul?
Yeah.
God, I hope so.
Is it a cover?
I hope so. But what is their MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/ What Is Life For?
No.
Ah.
It's myspace.com/ WILF music.
Oh, okay. Wilf.
Wilf.
She's all right, Wilf.
There you go. That's Tony's choice.
Well done, Tony's choice. In the last bit, you heard Dr. Slaggerbury on the beds, by the way. I forgot to say that. And you're now listening to Project Marv. How about that?
Hello.
So, Tony, thank you for Tony's choice there.
Thank you.
Very interesting. We might make that a regular feature. If you'd rather send your music to Tony than me, you better email him and find out how. That would be fair enough, wouldn't it?
That's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. How interesting that the band that are a bit emo send it to you, like, you big Kimbler. You are. You're the representative of the world's oppressed, I'm sure.
Represent.
Yeah, you do. You represent the suicidal teenager.
It's good to have an audience.
So, anyway, it gets to Sunday night, and me and Roch, DJ, set off to Bedford to do the gig at the pad. It's the second show. First show, we get about 70 in. We're quite excited. We've had good feedback. Here goes. We get down there. The gig's looking lovely. There'll be a couple of photos up on the Comedy SOS MySpace page soon. It's looking lovely. We sit there and we wait, and no one comes in. And we wait, and no one comes in. And we wait, and one person comes in. We think, oh, here goes. And we wait. And no more people come in. And then three drunk Spurs fans show up, and I decide not to let them in. And they go off again. And then about 15 people come in, and it's all right. And then the three drunk Spurs fans come back, and I think, fuck it, we'll let them in. Big mistake, right? So we start the gig with 20 people in it, right? And it's, and I think, well, it'll be all right. They'll be a bit shy. And it'll be all right. Anyway, they all come and sit down at the front. I walk on stage, and they all were pissed. Fucking seriously pissed. And they all were heckling like fucking nutters. Right, and it wasn't impossible. It was just really funny. Just, you couldn't get through a joke because they just kept shouting things out. I was putting them all down. And they were laughing. Every time they shout something out, they laugh. Every time I said something, they laughed. I mean, it's perfect crap, really.
Right.
But just mental. And just all different types of drunk as well. There was a really mouthy, angry one, and there was a drunk woman, and there was a bloke who said, oh, I've been coming down here for 20 fucking years, and I had to pay again, what the fuck's going on there? Or being miserable and dressed up as a mod. Well, he wasn't dressed up as one, he was one. Right, and just madness. I put Blind Damage and Crystal on, and needless to say, they loved him. There's a break. In the break, Matt Kirshen said, are you really going to do a drinking game? Do you really think these people need another beer? And I went, well, it's a fair point, they probably don't, but we're fucking doing it. So after the break, we played Roxanne, right? Because I didn't think they were drunk enough. And, yeah. But that extra pint quietened them down.
Excellent.
Because they'd done a pint quickly. They all went into a bit of a stupor and just listened to Matt and laughed in the right places. And it ended up being a really, really good night. But there were only 20 people there. So please, if you know anyone in Bedford, please do let them know. myspace.com/comedySOS. Or there's a Facebook group, Comedy SOS. Or just get them in touch with me, because it's like, we really want this thing to work. It's a lovely room. The bills we've got lined up are fantastic. They're the same as the ones in Hitchin Lectures. We just need extra people there. So, yeah, having had 140 in Hitchin, then 130 in Lectures, we had 20 in Bedford. So it was a bit of a downer for the weekend. But my night hadn't finished there.
Okay.
I decided to go home, and I was a little bit drunk by then. I'd been drinking large glasses of red wine, as you do. And I got in, I thought, you know what I'll do to relax? I think I'll play a bit of poker. I've got up to 41 million. I'm doing all right. Let's go on the big tables. And drunk, I went on the 200 and 400,000K blind tables. And in the space of half an hour, lost 25 million chips. It is just unbelievable. I'm back down to 12 and a half now. I mean, oh, for fuck's sake. I was laughing as I was losing. That's the thing. I was only going in with good hands, and I was just getting beaten on the river every time by stupid idiots that had gone in with me. And, well, I say idiots. I mean, they weren't idiots. But the thing was that they'd all got... I was playing people who've all got 300 or 400 million each who don't mind taking a punt. That was the thing. If I'd been on smaller blinds and I'd been the one with the most chips, I'd probably have won a load of those hands. Mm. Or people would have folded. But they were just calling my... anything I raised, they just called. So it's like I never stood a chance, really. And the smart money would have realised what was going on after two hands. I realised what was going on after I'd lost 25 million chips, which was a little bit late to be getting them back.
Yeah.
So I didn't. So it's going to be another climb again now, because I'd got up to 41 million in a few weeks, really, from 3.5. So I should be able to get up again. But for the first time in a long time, Tony, you're above me.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Now, yeah.
Well, just, yeah.
It's good for you, mate. It won't last.
Nah.
Just because I'll just get the bit between my teeth. I'll just stay up all night a few nights running. He is not going to be ahead of me. This week, I'm in Bedford again on Friday. Oh, Thursday night, I've got a gig at I'm in the officer's mess of an army barracks in Berkshire.
All right, okay.
Yeah, me and the squaddies.
Wow.
That should be interesting, to say the least. I'm going to deal with it the same way I do any time I play to people in the armed forces. I'm going to say to them, look, before we start, I'd like to say I'm really proud of what you guys do. I know you have a really, really hard job. You don't get a lot of respect for it. Absolutely fantastic. And then I'm going to rip the fucking piss out of them. Because when you go on, when you do a gig on a barracks, you go on as officer status. So they have to say, yes, sir, and salute you and everything. It's really funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll be taking a piss there. I'll just be walking back going, army greens, army greens. And I, if people shout, I'll be... I'll just be an arsehole for an hour and fuck off again. Yeah, so that's Thursday. Friday night, I'm at the Harper Suite in Bedford. That'll be my third gig in Bedford in 10 days. I imagine that'll be slightly better attended than my one. Oh, because the other Bedford gig I did last Thursday, that was really good fun. And hello to everyone at the Gordon Arms and the Shed Theatre in Bedford for a really quite brilliant gig. I had loads of fun. And then on Saturday night, I'm at the King's Head in Crouch End. So if you are in the North London area and you have nothing to do, come down to one of London's oldest comedy clubs and see me, one of London's oldest comedians. See how that goes down. Right, should we play the last song, Dan?
Yeah.
Or is there anything else that you need to say here?
I've got a gig guide.
Oh, sorry, man. Is it Tony's International Gig Guide?
Oh, it is.
Excellent.
You're talking about Thursday night. Well, this Thursday Fury, obviously this is from Ross. Hi, Ross. Thursday Fury, the Jam Special.
Oh, Tony, hold on 1 second. So, in fact, it is
Tony's
International Ross Guide.
Oh, it is.
And, Ross, I know you're listening, and Loopy Lou has asked me to say... Russ has got an 18-inch cock. Why do you think I'm married to him?
Nice.
I can't remember how that came up. I wouldn't want to be there when it did. I can't remember how that particular conversation came up. But yeah, she did say, you've got to say it on air. He's got an 18-inch cock. Why do you think I've been married to him for all this time?
Fair enough. Reminds me of seeing Watchmen, but I don't want to talk about that too much. Scary film. This Thursday Fury, the Jam Special. DJ Nephilim Babe's eclectic side project, Thursday Fury, starts its third year of the Black Horse, bringing you another great tribute night dedicated to Woking's finest, The Jam. But don't worry if you're not into the band, as I suspect most people won't even notice the different album tracks and demos in between all the other relevant songs, so don't let it put you off another great night at the Black Horse, which is on Hastings Street in Luton. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Don't be shy, pop in for a pint. P.S.
Yes.
Don't expect hearing Abuela's solo stuff, because I think he's a cunt. That's charming.
That's absolutely fair enough. He is right, of course. Basically, when the Jam split up, he was only 24 when the Jam split up, but it was downhill from there. Yeah, I won't be there, because I've got this gig with the squaddies.
Yeah.
And neither will the busty barmaid, who has now left. You know, the lady with the ginormous... boobs.
Yeah.
Who, the first time I was there, I was transfixed by and didn't notice any music. All I saw was her cleavage on. It's disgusting of me, I know. Found out she's left because she's pregnant, but this is where it gets funny. Right? She said to Loopy Lou, Russ's other half, when the first time Loopy met him, he said, "Bloody hell, you've got a big pair of tits." She said, "Yeah, they grew, they got really big when I was pregnant, and they never went down again." She's pregnant again. How big can these things get? I have to track her down. So yeah, that's this Thursday, and it will be really, really good fun. You're absolutely right, Tony. It's free to get in. If you're in the Luton area, literally nip in for a drink, stay as long as you like. The music's brilliant, the atmosphere's great, the people in there are nice. What more can you say, really? If I lived in Luton, I'd be there every fucking day. That's my problem. So, seeing as we did the international gig with Russ, and I went to the Coven in Luton last week, I thought we'd finish with a bit of gothic evolved electro nonsense.
Okay.
By a band called Cat Scan. Now, we have played Cat Scan before, years ago on this show when we first started.
Yeah.
We played Flowist Cunning Demonator. But I wanted to find another track to play. Now, these guys were inspired by Alien Sex Fiend, who were also big fans of it. And I think, actually, I said, the first time we played them, I said they're reminiscent of Alien Sex Fiend. And then got a message on saying, "Thank you so much, because we absolutely love Alien Sex Fiend." Well, that's fine. You're great. So I've picked a track off their album, Feral Bios, that came out, or Feral Bios, that came out a few years ago now, probably 2005, probably. And it's got, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 tracks on it. Oh, no. How have I counted 18? It says 14. Oh, because some of the titles are long. 14 tracks on it. Goodness sake, Paul. And we're playing one halfway down. Track 7. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Cat Scan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CatScan.
How are you spelling Cat Scan?
KATSEAN.
Bollocks. Tony 6, poorly being the internet nil, is back to the whitewashes. This is See No Evil. So that's Cat Scan and See No Evil from the album Fear Old Bios. Do check them out, myspace.com/catscan, K-A-T-S-C-A-N. Hope you've enjoyed all the music we played this week. I have, I really have. I think it's been a really good week. I know that I think we've been on a bit of a roll this year, but I do like everything we played this week. But we do want more. So if you're a band and you've got a CD out, do send it to the address on our MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio. Also, hello, Wicked Radio. Hello, Hussy Skunk. Make sure you check them out. Wickedradio.org and hussyskunk.com, two fantastic internet radio stations that we are proud to be a part of. Make sure that you do, if you have one, send your word of the week to poorlybeatpunkyradio.com. Also, send your poems to Poetry Corner. I asked last week, didn't get one. Anything that you have in Comedy Suburbs. If you'd like to see the judge back, Judge Mental hasn't been here with his crazy voice in a while. He'd like to. If you've got something he's judging, email Paulie B. Basically, email Paulie B at punkyradio.com with loads of stuff. What else should you do, Tony?
Email me for if you've got any twat nominations. I'm always desperate for that. So, tony@punkyradio.com. Just the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Also, if you're... No, if you anyone apart from Russ has any gigs to advertise for my international gig guide, email again tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email gig guide or international gig guide. And also iTunes. I'm still waiting for more American iTunes. So if you're if you have iTunes installed, particularly if you're in America, please do review us. Search for Punky on the music store or click on the link on our punkyradio.com website and review us, 5 stars only, and I'll read out your review very soon.
And it's Mother's Day this Sunday, so make sure you send Tony a card because he's a right mother.
Too right.
I am a pathetic man. There's a joke that I was going to tell you then and I've completely forgotten it. Oh well, never mind.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't, yeah. Jane Austen.
Nope. Like so many other things in my life, it's gone.
Okay. Well.